Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus. Her Majesty's Prison Glendaree was constructed by builder William Farnham and opened in 1855 at Station Hill, St. Michael, comprising five imposing structures on 14 acres of land. For the next 150 years, this was the main prison of Barbados. However, on this day, August 13, 1877, 22 years after its opening, Glendaree would be catapulted into the news. On that fateful day, Conrad Davis, a white man, appeared before Chief Justice Sir Charles Packer, charged with the murder of his girlfriend Julie Watson. Davis and Watson, a white female, were both residents of St. Philip. According to evidence surrounding the case, on May 24, 1877, Watson and Davis had a violent argument, during which Davis shot Watson in the stomach with a shotgun. Julie Watson died a few days later. Apparently, Watson had revealed to Davis that she wanted to pursue a career as a domestic, but Davis was adamant that she should not be employed in such a profession. Julie's decision caused much friction between the couple, and Davis, it seemed, was also of the impression that Julie's mother was in favor of Julie marrying someone else. At Davis's trial on August 13, 1877, he was represented by prominent colored attorney Mr. Conrad Reeves, later Sir Conrad Reeves, the first person of color to hold the position of Chief Justice in Barbados and the British Empire. The best efforts of Conrad Reeves could not save Conrad Davis, as the jury found him guilty, but with a recommendation of mercy. A petition, therefore, was drafted based on the mercy recommendation of the jury. The petition, which garnered a number of signatures, was sent to the governor, but the governor refused to grant mercy to Davis. As a result, this decision by the governor would prove historic, as it meant that Davis would have the dubious distinction of being the first person in Barbados to be hung at Glendaree. 11 days later, on August 24, 1877, at 7 a.m., the gallows at Glendaree swung for the first time, when Conrad Davis was hung by the neck until dead. Davis's execution was witnessed by a large number of spectators who had been admitted to watch the execution. This public show was never again allowed, and he was the only person executed whose body was released to their family for burial. The execution of Conrad Davis would mark the beginning of executions at Glendaree Prison, and this would continue for another 107 years until 1984, when the last executions occurred.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.